Look here. Beautiful. Hold it. One more.
Day one, a day of picture taking, oaths of office being repeated, and families of legislators taking in the splendor of the restored state capitol building. A former Hilliard City Councilwoman, Stephanie Kunze, is a new Republican state representative from suburban Columbus. Her conservative values should let her fit in with the Republican majority that dominates not just the House, but also the Senate.
The individuals are so capable of doing so many things, and I think we need to empower them. Government shouldn't be running people's lives.
Heather Bischoff has served on a suburban Columbus Board of Education. Now she's a Democratic state representative.
I'm walking in here with a clean slate, as well as all my peers. And we've got to figure out a way to roll up our sleeves and work together.
Why should Republicans work with you? They've got the votes to do whatever they want.
That's a great question. You know what? I'm one of 99. When I served in the military, people came from all over the country, all over the world, to serve in the United States Army as citizens of the United States. And we used to say, regardless of our challenges, we're all green here. So regardless of our challenges in the state of Ohio, we are all in service of Ohioans. So we got to figure out a way to work together.
Another Democratic state representative who will be outnumbered by Republicans is John Patterson. He's a retired teacher from Geauga County, east of Cleveland. He's likely to face a tough time pushing through the idea of having the state pump extra money into schools and cities to make up for earlier state spending cuts.
And then work out the school funding plan, of course, that was adequate and equitable, as it should be, so that school districts could actually plan ahead.
What about the idea of raising taxes for schools?
I would think that anything's on the board, and we have to entertain all options because these are our most precious resources.
You are a Democrat. You're going to be deep in the minority in the Ohio House. Is there some reason why majority Republicans should listen to you at all?
We're all in this together. It's like one big family, and we have to function together, and that's what the people want.
John Rogers is a fellow Democrat who's worried that local government spending has been cut too much by the state. From Northeast Ohio, he's already experienced in local government.
Well, I was the mayor in Menoron Lake. I'd been the mayor now would have been my 19th year. I've been a councilman for 5 years. I've been an assistant prosecuting attorney, deputy treasurer. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to fit in, but I hope I fit in well.
The last 2 years, majority Republicans have resisted the Democrats' push to soften state spending cuts to schools and local governments. And Republican Ron Hood is likely to stick with that GOP stand. Hood is an unusual freshman. He is new this year, but he actually served 6 years in the Ohio House in the 1990s and served another 2 years a decade later.
If you had one piece of advice to give the people who are really green here, the people who are really new as state legislators, what would it be?
Ask as many questions as possible for folks that have been around for a while, because it'll save you a lot of grief and heartache as far as getting to know the ropes. So questions, and more questions. And I've already had a few ask me some. So.
Also leaning to the political right is freshman state representative Doug Green, another Republican. His resume highlights 14 years as Brown County auditor and another 14 as Brown County recorder. Even though he's part of the 60-member Republican supermajority in the House, he's realistic about how much of his own agenda he can make reality.
I have dreams and ambitions, hopes and desires. Just hope that they're not all crushed.
Bill Cohen at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.